Now, WRTI critic at large, Leslie Valdez.
Two exhibits built around one of the greatest of all marine artists are opening soon, and one of them is in Philadelphia. Shipwreck, Winslow Homer, and The Lifeline opens September 22nd at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. The curator, Kathy Foster, was a key player in saving Thomas Aiken's The Gross Clinic for this city and presenting its conservation exhibit, or backstory. The Lifeline, Homer's dramatic oil painting about a surf man rescuing a woman from the sea, has a very clear story, but the making and meaning of this masterpiece is even better. Homer's concern for the perils of the sea drew him to paint the 1884 work, which features an innovation devised by the U.S. Life Saving Service, a forerunner of the Coast Guard. It's the Breeches Boy, there'll be a video demo, a cork preserver to which trousers are attached and shot by a cannon out to the ship in trouble. It would save many lives, especially of women and children in the 19th century. Winslow Homer first saw the device at demonstrations in Atlantic City. It led him to a painting that would be an instant sensation at New York's National Academy and beyond. The artist had spent 18 months in a rugged English fishing village before painting The Lifeline. He was always sensitive to women's issues, but the experience as he watched stoic fishermen in England and witnessed a shipwreck changed him. Shipwreck, the exhibit, uses technology employed with the Gross Clinic to reveal early and late changes Homer made to the Lifeline. For example, a red scarf added at the 11th hour draws attention to the hero, even as it conceals him. It's a wonderful exhibit that puts the marine and largely self-taught realist in context. And don't miss Homer's stupendous Gloucester, Massachusetts watercolors. Opening the same week in Portland Museum of Art is the exhibit Weatherbeaten, which celebrates the opening of the Homer Studio, which the museum owns and maintains. The Lifeline had its finishing touches applied here in the cottage studio Homer loved and where he painted 75 yards from the edge of the Atlantic Ocean. Leslie Valdez, WRTI.